Welcome, dear ones. Sabbath blessing. And for those that are listening on the phone, Sabbath blessing and welcome. And for all the dear, precious soul that will be listening to this recording on a later day, Sabbath blessing. We are still reading from our lesson book, The Desire of Ages. This is chapter 15, entitled At the Marriage Feast. Before we begin our lesson, we would like to have opening song, and it's taken from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him.
Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord is on his heavenly throne. We bring our praises unto Jesus for all the love that he has shown. We sense the beauty of his presence. We hear the great triumphant shout. The Lamb for sinners slain is worthy. How can we keep on crying out, singing hallelujah, 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 the Lord is in his holy temple, and we are in his presence now. The ones who've gone before have gathered. That's why before the Lord we bow, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommies or daddy, little ones, bubble up.
Abba, I'm thinking first be at the highest blessed day. Big first year to wake us up this morning again. Merry blessed day in this wonderful chat. Bless be us to understand right from wrong. Be careful what we see or what we do. Bless be us to be understanding what, in what we must do and in what we might be able to learn from the study. Blessed be able to be keeping in our hearts and our minds and make us that child and mercies as we head home or head for a place that we need to go. Blessed be able to be walking on the right path and always be able to be staying that way. And let's not be able to be standing on top of the devil's ground or on his property. Blessed be able to be you standing on the right edges rock. Or in other words, just standing with Christ. This is my turn, these blessed on you. Amen.
Amen. So let us begin our study with our opening scripture taken from the book of John, chapter 2, verse 11 from the King James Version, and it reads, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." This week, boys and girls, we will continue part two of our lesson entitled At the Marriage Feast in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
John 2:6, "And there was set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 4 kins apiece.
John, 1st chapter, 50 verse. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. Amen.
John 1:51. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
1 Corinthians chapter 11:26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Amen.
Isaiah 65:8. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saying, Joy it not, blessing it is in, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them. Proverbs 21:21. Wine is a mocker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, The Sign of Ages, chapter 15. We will be discussing pages 148 through 150.
Desire of Ages, page 148. In no wise disconcerted by the words of Jesus, Mary said to those serving at table, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Thus she did what she could to prepare the way for the work of Christ. Beside the doorway stood 6 large stone water jars, and Jesus bade the servants fill these with water. It was done. Then as the wine was wanted for immediate use, he said, Draw out now, and bear it unto the governor of the feast. Instead of the water with which the vessels had been filled, there flowed forth wine.
Desire of Ages, page 148. Neither the ruler of the feast nor the guests generally were aware that the supply of wine had failed. Upon tasting of which the servant brought, the ruler found it superior to any he had ever before drank, and very different from that served at the beginning of the feast. Turning to the bridegroom, he said, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou shalt keep the good wine until now. Desire of Ages, page 148, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How many large stone water jars stood beside the doorway, and instead of the water with which the vessel has been filled, what flowed forth? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, there stood 6 large stone water jars, and there flowed forth wine. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 148. As men set forth the best wine first, then after that which is worse, so does the world with its gifts, that which it offers may please the eye and fascinate the senses, but it proves to be unsatisfying. The wine turns to bitterness, the gaiety to gloom. That which was begun with songs and mirth ends in weariness and disgust. But the gifts of Jesus are ever fresh and new. The feast that he provides for the soul never fails to give joy, to give satisfaction and joy. Each new gift increases the...
Desire of Ages, page 148. Capacity of the receiver to appreciate the enjoy, to appreciate and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. He gives grace for grace. There can be no failures of supply. If you abide in him, the fact that you receive a rich gift today ensures the reception of a richer gift tomorrow. The words of Jesus to Nathanael expresses the law of God's dealing with the children of faith. With every fresh revelation of his love, he declares to the receptive heart, "Believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these." John 1:15. The Star of Ages, page 148. The gift of Christ to the marriage feast was a symbol. The water represented baptism in his death. Amen. The wine shook his voice in the world. The word of the jar brought by human hands, but the word of Christ alone could impart to it life-giving virtue. Amen. So with the rites which point to the Savior's death, it is only by the power of Christ working through faith that they have efficacy to nourish the soul. Desire of Ages, page 148. I'd also want to read the pictures on the side, which it says symbolize washing away sins, and it says without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sin, and this could also be found in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22. And the last one says it is only by the power of Christ working through faith that they have efficacy to nourish the soul. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is remission of sin, because some of the pictures sometimes have New Translated Version, and I don't want to make sure that the children might get confused. Question, boys and girls. What was the gift of Christ to the marriage feast a symbol of? And the water to fill the jar was brought by human hands, but what could the word of Christ alone impart? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The water represents baptism into his death, the wine, the shedding of his blood for his sins of the world. And Christ alone could impart to it life-giving virtue. Amen.
Amen. So let us learn our beautiful songs together, dear ones.
He showed his love for me. He led the way for me, and he gave his perfect life so I could live again. He paid the price for me there at Calvary, and he suffered willingly so I could live again. God's only Son descended below all men, and he rose again to live forever. He lives again for me. He said, "Come follow me, so I'll give my life to him and live with him forever. Now I'll give my life to him and live with him forever." Amen.
Amen. Let us continue in our storybook, Desire of Ages. This is page 149. If any one of the dear family would like to continue on this paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 149. The word of Christ applied ample provision for the feast. So abundant is the provision of his grace to blot out the iniquities of men and to renew and sustain the soul. At the first feast he attended with his disciples, Jesus gave them the cup that symbolized his work for their salvation. At the Last Supper, he gave it again in the institution of that sacred rite by which his death was to be shown forth till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:26.
Desire of Ages, page 149. And the sorrow of the disciples at parting from their Lord was comforted with the promise of reunion, as he said, "I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Matthew 26:29. The wine which Christ provided for the feast and that which he gave to the disciples as a symbol of his own blood was the pure juice of the grape.
Desire of Ages, page 149. It was Christ who in the Old Testament gave the warning to Israel, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 21. And he himself provided no such beverage. Satan tempts men to indulgence that will cloud reason and benumb the spiritual perceptions. But Christ teaches us to bring the lower nature into subjection. His whole life was an example of self-denial. In order to break the power of appetite, he suffered in our behalf the severest test that humanity could endure.
Desire of Ages, page 149. It was Christ who directed John the Baptist should drink neither wine nor strong drink. It was he who enjoyed similar abstinence upon the wife of Manoah. And he pronounced a curse upon the man who should put the bottle to his neighbor's lips. Christ did not contradict his own teaching. The unfermented wine which he provided for the wedding guests was a wholesome and a refreshing drink. Its effect was to bring the taste into harmony with a healthful appetite. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 149, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. At the first feast Jesus attended with the disciples, he gave them the cup. What did that symbolize? And what did the wine which Christ provided for the feast and that which he gave to the disciples symbolize as well? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Answer is that symbolized his work for their salvation, and a symbol of his own blood was the pure juice of the grape.
Amen. So now let's learn a beautiful scripture song. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are still in Desire Ages, page 149. If any one of the dear family would take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 149. As the guests at the feast remarked upon the quality of the wine, inquiries were made that drew from the servants an account of the miracle. The company were for a time too much amazed to think of him who had performed the wonderful work. When at length they looked for him, it was found that he had withdrawn so quietly as to be unnoticed even by his disciples. Desire of Ages, 149, paragraph 5. The attention of the company was now turned to the disciples. And continuing on the next slide. For the first time, they had the opportunity of acknowledging their faith in Jesus. They told what they had seen and heard at Jordan, and there was kindled in many hearts the hope that God had raised up a deliverer for his people. The news of the miracle spread was carried through them, with you as the priests and elders searching the prophecies pointing to Christ's coming. There was an eager desire to learn the mission of this new teacher who appeared among the people so unassuming a manner. Desire of Ages, page 150, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 150. The ministry of Christ was in marked contrast to that of the Jewish elders. Their regard for tradition and formalism had destroyed all real freedom of thoughts or action. They lived in continual dread of defilement. To avoid contact with the unclean, they kept aloof, not only for the Gentiles, but from the majority of their own people, seeking neither to benefit them nor to win their friendship. By dwelling constantly on these matters, they held dwarf their minds and narrowed the orbit of their lives.
Desire of Ages, page 150. Their example encouraged egotism and intolerance among all classes of the people. Jesus began the work of Reformation by coming into close sympathy with humanity. While he showed the greatest reverence for the law of God, he rebuked the pretentious piety of the Pharisees and tried to free the people from the senseless rules that bound them.
Question, boys and girls. What had destroyed all real freedom of thought or action of the Jewish leader in contrast to the ministry of Christ? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little ones.
The answer is their regard for tradition and formalism. They lived in continual dread of defilement. They kept aloof, not only from the Gentiles, but from the majority of their own people, seeking neither to benefit them nor to win their friendship.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in and joining us at this moment. We are still reading from Desire Ages. We are in page 150. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 150. He was seeking to break down the barriers which separate the different classes of society, that he might bring men together as children of one family. His attendance at the marriage feast was designed to be a step towards effecting this. Desire of Ages, page 150, paragraph 3. God had directed John the Baptist to dwell in the wilderness, that he might be shielded from the influence of the priests and rabbis, and he prepared for a special mission. But the austerity and isolation of his life were not the example of the people.
In continuing, Desire of Ages, page 150. John himself had not directed his hearers to forsake their former duties. He bade them give evidence of their repentance by faithfulness to God and the place where he had called them. Desire of Ages, page 150, paragraph 4. Jesus reproved self-indulgence in all its form, yet he was still in his nature. He accepted the hospitality of all classes, visiting the home of the rich and the poor, the learned and the ignorant, and seeking to elevate their thoughts from questions of commonplace life to those things that are spiritual and eternal. Amen.
Desire reaches page 150. He gave no lessons to dissipation, and no shadow of worldly levity marred his conduct. Yet he found pleasure in scenes of innocent happiness, and by his presence sanctioned the social gathering. A Jewish marriage was an impressive occasion, and its joy was not displeasing to the Son of Man. By attending this feast, Jesus honored marriage as a divine institution.
We have come to the last question of our study, dear ones. Boys and girls, where did God direct the Baptist to dwell in? And what did that yield him from in order to prepare him for a special mission? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, in the wilderness, and that he might be shielded from the influence of the priests and rabbis.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath children's school lesson. Next Sabbath, we will end with part 3 of our study entitled At the Marriage Feast in our study book. Before we close, we would like to ask mommies, daddies, little ones, if you would like to have closing prayer, may you come up, bubble up.
If we could all kneel before the Lord, our hearts and our minds and our souls. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for being merciful upon our lives, for giving us the ability to enter into your Sabbath rest today, dear Father God. Thank you for the lessons that we have learned today and from giving us the ability to come together and worship you, dear Father God, I pray. Please, Lord, forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body. That is not a few, dear Father God, I pray. Please continue to bless us and to keep us and guide us and to keep our eyes solely upon you, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for everyone who is here today, dear Father God, and for those that are listening on the phone and for those who will be listening to the recording at a later time, dear Father God, I pray. I live for everything that you have done and that you will continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will add also to the prayer, thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to go through the children's Sabbath school lesson. Even though with the technical problem that we have just experienced, we thank you for being such a merciful God. Amen. Next Sabbath, chapter 15 at the Marriage Feast, part 3, and that will be held on June 28, 2014. I would like to thank all the dear family that participated today in the reading and also all that were also having worship with us tonight. Today. And we have prepared different activities for the children that they may continue learning about the lesson that they have partook today. I pray and hope that all were blessed as I was myself, and may you all continue having a blessed Sabbath at the coming of the different service that we will be partaking today. So Sabbath blessing and God bless.